Hello and welcome to the Gaz Ellis Show on Big Apple Brits Radio. It's been 3 months, 3 months far too long. We're going to start off the show with a bang on somebody's mind, the song All Planned Out. That was Somebody's Mind with All Planned Out. They were featured back in December on my first show, one of my old bands back in Reading I used to hang about with, and when I was extracting some data from my hard drive I came across that. It was a previously unreleased version and by far my favourite version of that song. So what do we have coming up on the show? Well, we have a number of artists being played today, with a couple that I'm featuring playing more than one or two tracks, and that will become apparent why I've chosen those. But the whole feeling that I want to get for the show is that I'm picking the music not just based on who's replying to an ad about possibly being featured. It's about what I really enjoy about the songs that are being played to me, because that's what it's all about. It's all about the actual songs. No hype machine, bandwagons, trainers, haircuts, or whatever. It's all about the songs. So the first artist I'm going to feature today is a guy called Pat Hull. I came across Pat on the open mic scene, and he got up and he started performing, and this voice came out of nowhere. And just one of those moments as an artist, you're thinking, ah, I've got to go next. So I'm going to start off with a song of his called Run, and there'll be a little bit more about Pat after this.
I take my hand, my feet are in the water. The moonlight hits my chest. I walk above my head. It's like a boy in his balloon, flying from his grip until it's gone for good. And I don't dare say anything saved my life. I'd like to say I did. I take a chance and head out of the valley where people run in circles to always find their home. It's like a dog. Was not built so high, still runs it end to end. But I don't dare stay, 'cause nothing guides my life. I dig into the ground and run and run and run and run. These kids are getting bored, hanging around the bus stops, hanging around the stores. It's like a roach inside your wall, running through your feet and underneath the stars. They watch you pray.
You heard, it's just amazing, simply stunning. The songs, the voice, the music. So you're all gonna have to log on to his website right this second. It's www.patholemusic.com. just need to put his name into Google as well. It's not new me playing him or anything. He's been around a little bit. He's currently based in New York, and He's been praised by many, many a corner in music journalism. And I'm going to play a few more songs today, a little bit later on. Incidentally, I don't know if many of you are aware of the Big Apple Brits week in June. We will be hosting a live music night, which I hope you will come down and have a listen to. Pat Hole has agreed to play that night, which is fantastic. More details on the night will be released as the time goes on, but I think you should all come just because we have Pat playing anyway, because he is great. I'm going to carry on with the show. Before I do so, you might keep on hearing the old toot or siren or helicopter or gang related killing in the background. It's because our windows are not very thick and we get all the sounds from the street outside. I could spend the whole day just trying to re-record everything to try and get the... Oh, there was one. I think that's just... No, it sounded like a machine gun, but no, I think it was just a trolley or something. So I could spend the whole day just trying to re-record everything, try and get that sound, but I'm just going to go with it. It gives you the authentic New York city vibe with all the murders and the street meat outside. But here we go. We're going to carry on with the show anyway, regardless. So the next band I'm going to play is a band called Vienna Ditto. And their story is quite amazing. But to me, it really does go to show that at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, there are a lot of people who just care about the tunes, you know? And it just goes to show that the music speaks for itself. So I'm just going to start off with reading a little bit of blurb from their website. Vienna Ditto are a three-piece rockabilly stroke electronic band from Reading, Oxford and London, comprising Hattie Taylor on vocals, Nigel Firth on guitar and top rummy Scott Lawrence does the hitting and top two. We started writing wacky little tunes on the laptop quite badly. This was largely on Nigel's boat, but also in Hattie's bedroom, with duvets and stuff hanging on the walls to try to make it sound all professional. The first tune was called Long Way Down. That particular tune somehow got onto Linda Shirk's show on BBC Berkshire, and she gave it the highest score ever on the demo review panel back in April. This is me talking now. So Linda Shirk, she works for BBC Berkshire. She has a show on a Sunday, I think it is, every week, and she does local music and demo review panels, etc., etc. I remember she didn't actually particularly like my band when we spoke to her, but there we are. Anyway, so this song got onto the show, and she gave it the highest review, which is great. I mean, I've got to give her that, really, because she passed it on throughout the Biebs chain of command, I don't know if you could call that, and down to the big boys, the big DJs, excuse the phrase. And before they knew it, it got to Hugh Stevens, and they were offered a show at Glastonbury, which is pretty phenomenal, really. And at this point, they had never played live. Just speaks volumes about how great the tune is. They did release it as a single in November, last November, and you can now download it for free from their MySpace page. I highly recommend that you do this, because it is very good. And they are progressing at a rate that I haven't seen for a long time in a band. Usually it takes a couple of years to be filming stuff for television, but they're already doing that. Usually takes a few years to get on the stage at Glastonbury, but it happened within a couple of months. So definitely one to watch. The MySpace page is myspace.com/Vienna Ditto. This song is called Long Way Down, and I hope you enjoy it.
Pay attention to the take it for a ride. If you're giving up inside, it's a long way down and it's not very nice. Wouldn't advise if time's not on your side. They try to take you for a ride. If you're giving up inside, it's a long way down and it's not very nice. Wouldn't advise if the time's not on your side. They try to take you for a ride. If you're giving up inside, it's a long way down and it's not very nice. Wouldn't advise if the time's not on your side. They try to take you for a ride. If you're giving up inside, it's a long way down and it's not very nice. Wouldn't advise if time's not on your side. It's a long way down.
In the style of the well-known social network site, Gaz Likes This. So please log on to Vienna Ditto's website. It's very good. There's some videos up there from when they played at Glastonbury and all the information that you need. And as I said before, you can download the single plus another track. So go do that, yeah? Yeah. Also, I'll be playing some more of their tunes a bit later on. Very nice people as well. As I said before, I really appreciate any feedback that you guys can give to me. You can email me at gaz@bigapplebrits.com. Just let us know what you think of the show, or if there's any particular bands that you hear that you like, or if you need any more information about bands or contact details, just let us know and I will get those out to you. The show's going to progress. It's early doors, but it's going to be great. And as I said before, it's the music that speaks for itself. As long as I've got the music to play, the show will exist, because the music speaks for itself. I keep saying as I said before, it's because I said it before. Anyway, I'm going to play a young lady, singer-songwriter named Gemma Willard. She's back from my old town in the Ding. You can log on to her stuff, have a look. It's www.gemmawillard.com. It's got a little link for the iTunes purchases on there as well. So I'm going to play this song. It's called Delicate.
She grew up in a small town where the dogs howled through the night, where the men were men and women knew their place. Her life stretched out before her till one day she realized her reflection was her ticket, her escape. She's delicate, she's fine like lace. Every woman wants her face. And when a taxi cab arrives, just remember who's been loving you. And when she's looking in your eyes, don't get lost inside those liquid pools. And when you're dancing, don't be fooled, she's got a jealous streak. She'll play the damsel in distress, but don't be fooled, she's not that delicate. She's a modern Cinderella with a smile you can't refuse, and she's weighing up how you can be of use. The lifestyle you can offer, the exciting and the new. If you're rung on someone's ladder, you're the fool. No plan, she'll steal him just because she can. And when you're walking home tonight, just remember who's been missing you. And when she tells you it's alright, don't forget that you are nothing new. When she offers you her hand, does she make you feel a real man? She'll play the damsel in distress, but don't be fooled, she's not that delicate. She she's fine like lace. Every woman wants her face. And when the taxi cab arrives, just remember who's been loving you. And when she's looking in your eyes, don't get lost inside those liquid pools. And when you're dancing cheek to cheek, don't be fooled, she's got a jealous streak. She'll play the damsel in distress, but don't be fooled, she's not that delicate.
Jem, that's great. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's Gemma Willard. Check her stuff out on the old Tinternet. So I'm going to play another one of Pat's tunes now. This song's called So Far Gone, and it is probably my favourite that I've heard. But saying that, I've only got one of his albums. He's got three out in total. Fourth one being released this year. So go onto his website, read up on him, catch a show, come down a bad week, watch him perform, be wild, have good times, and just say, you heard it from me first. Eh? Cheers. Anyway, again, this is called So Far Gone.
So far gone is my mind. So far gone is my mind. I'm not the man.
Pretty special, eh? And you can buy that off iTunes, so we keep saying, but I recommend that you do go and purchase this. So I'm going to move on, play another another few tunes for you, for your listening ears. I'm going to play a song called When the Sun Goes Down. And it's it was written by a mate of mine and performed by a mate of mine and recorded by a mate of mine. And it is a beautiful song. And I just don't think there's been enough exposure on him. He's got a great voice. He's a multi-instrumentalist. And he knows what he's doing. And he'll make any band sound amazing. Anyway, I'm going to play this for you. Have a listen. When the Sun Goes Down. Wait, Dan Kaney.
And the sun goes down on another.
That was Dan Kaney When the Sun Goes Down. That's not actually available to buy anywhere or download. If anyone really wants a copy, I can distribute that to you. Just let me know. So the summer is coming. Spring is almost here. With the summer comes the festival season. Festival season that I do actually miss being back in the UK for, because there's a hell of a lot going on. Some could say it's an overcrowded schedule, but it just gives you and the music lover a great choice of picking what they really want to go and see. South by Southwest is about to kick off as well, which I think is amazing. I've never been myself. I want to go at some point. I suppose there's plenty of opportunity and chance to go in the future. and I don't see that being cancelled at any time soon. So I'd say my favourite UK festival that I've been to would be Glastonbury. I've only been once, only because of sheer laziness of having to go there, and plus having one of the bigger festivals on my doorstep in Reading as well. It was always going to be, oh, I've got to get the train, I've got to drive there kind of thing with all my gear. But anyway, I got there a couple of years ago and it was very, very good. Got to see The Who, which I'm glad I did. For old Townsend starts using the old internet search engines for stuff he probably shouldn't do. Allegedly, I will add. Allegedly, okay? But going back to Glastonbury, it's just the sheer size of the site and the wide range of stuff going on. From obviously you've got the main pyramid stage with the bigger bands on, or the more commercially well known bands. You've got the acoustic tents, you've got the John Peel stage, you've got the comedy tent, and there's a cinema field, all sorts. It's overwhelming, to say the least. And if you get there when you can actually get there, you can actually almost spend a week. I don't know if you want to spend a week, because it is pretty devastating. But I would recommend it if anyone gets the opportunity to go, or has been. Oh, yeah, actually, I'm going to throw it out there. Email me your favourite festival stories, whether it be at Glastonbury or whatever, gaz@bigapplebrits.com. Also, Reading. I mean, my first festival experience was just after I just turned 17. And I got to go to Reading Festival when I was a quiet little wee lad. And that year, I got to see Prodigy perform. They were playing just after the Beastie Boys. They were headlining. The Beastie Boys run before them. I don't actually remember anything the Beastie Boys did, but that Prodigy gig was absolutely phenomenal. I didn't even think I wanted to do it. I only did it because my mate wanted to go and watch them. I wasn't really into them, you know. But that's the one thing. It just sticks out my head. Just one gig that really sticks in my head. Pretty amazing. And I wasn't on any drugs or anything, because I was a good boy. Yeah, it was very good. And the Beastie Boys said, apparently they requested that the Prodigy don't play their song Smack My Bitch Up for some reason. But they came out and played it. It was quite funny. So again, yeah, send me your favourite festival stories. Or if you're going to go to any festival this year on either side of the Atlantic or wherever, let us know. gaz@bigapplebrits.com. Well, I'm going to carry on now. I'm going to play another Vienna Ditto song. It's called Shake It. Nigel, actually the guy who's in the band, he sent me several emails with radio edits and stuff, but I'm just going to play the one that he sent me initially, as it is supposed to be heard. Okay, again, this is called Shake It Down.
You better shake, shake, shake it, Katie. You better shake, shake, shake it down. You better make it like there's no tomorrow. 'Cause they're gonna run you out of town. They're gonna smash in all your windows. They're gonna kick down your front door. And when they come, you'd better run, yeah. Like you know. Isn't it strange to be clearing away those mementos? All of those little things that he left behind when he went. Casual reminders of something that died 'cause you missed it so. Someone to cling to and someone to help with the rent. You need to clear your gym headroom. You better clear a little space on the floor, 'cause it's so clear from the place I'm stood. You better shake it like you know what for.
You better shake, shake, shake it, Katie. You better shake, shake. attention. One of those little things you throw to those dogs on your tail. Whispers the past in the dark, now resounding unfurnished. Voices that cheered you along, now exalted you fail. You know the boy's a delinquent, and the motherfucker loves to play. He's not unlike you in this respect. You wouldn't have it any other way. You better shake, shake, shake it.
Vienna Ditto with Shake It Down. I'm going to carry on now with the show. I'm going to carry on with a guy called Chris Brown. He performs under the name Emery Street, local lad to New York, lives in New Jersey, ventures into the city to play some gigs here and there. Look him up on MySpace, myspace.com/Emery Street, spelled E-M-O-R-Y. This song's called I Owe You.
Checks I simply can't afford. dripping as they stagger out my mouth, make a mess all over the place. I don't have a filter, I lost it long ago. But don't throw out your back, digging me out of this hole. All I got to give to you, my credit line's long overdue. I owe you, I owe you. It's ever true, and I owe you all I got to give to you. One day I would like to make up for all the times you got me unstuck. Happened much too often for me to call it dumb luck. And apologies will never be enough. I owe you, I owe you. It's all I got to give to you. My credit line's long overdue.
That was IOU by Emery Street. You can buy that from Reverb Nation. Follow the link on his MySpace page. Also check out any shows that he's got coming up around the city and any of the other boroughs as well, and New Jersey. So you listen to Gaz Ellis on Big Apple Bits Radio. At some point I'm hoping to have a theme tune, a nice recognisable theme tune. Only if I can sing it and write it, that'd be great. The next band I'm going to play is a band called Year Beauties, back from the dead, if you like. They were in a band before this called Jack Album. Well, two of the members were anyway. I had the pleasure of playing a couple of gigs with them once, but not this band. This is a brand new outfit, new direction, new songs. Hard working, great live act. Check their website out, it's www.yourbeauties.com. This song is called Crystal Mary and it's from their EP called Kids A Go Go, and you can download it for absolutely nought. So go and do that, have a listen to this, and enjoy.
To lose my moves, don't always place it, throw it all away. Pretend it's control, dynamite, rock and roll. Blind and Mary, so I'll see you later. On the grand soul, forget your name. Say,
You can download that for free at yourbeauties.com. That song was Crystal Mary from the EP Kids A Go Go. So I'm going to play another one of Pat's songs just to keep him in your mind, nice and fresh right at the front there. This song is called True Love.
Show me what I've lost. Show me what I've lost. Show me what I've lost. Show me what I've lost.
Cheers, Pat. What can I say? Amazing. Everyone's got to come down to Badwick and see this guy perform. So, I'm going to play a song from Dan again. My good old pal, Dan Caney. And this song is called If I Never See You Again. And I remember when I first met Dan, we were looking to form a band together. It never quite really worked out because of my own direction that I wanted to do at the time. It's going back a few years, but I remember he performed this just for me when we was jamming. He said, oh, I've got this song written, blah 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 blah, and I thought, oh, that's a great song, really good song. And subsequently he went and recorded it all done himself. He recorded on the little 8-track, all the instruments to him, and the drums, everything. He produced it himself and everything, and it sounds pretty damn good. Again, you can't download this or buy this anywhere at the moment, but let me know if you want a copy of this or any other stuff. You can just let me know and I'll get something out to you. Also, you can read about him as well, and some of his latest stuff that he's doing on Gonzo the Raz. It's called, it's myspace.com/GonzoTheRaz. And you can see him, and you can hear some other recordings that he's done. So I'm going to play this song for you. It's called If I Never See You Again.
I should've known better.
thank you, the listener. Thank you for joining me on the show on this little journey of ours. Number two. Number three, I'm gonna try and not let it go so long before the next show. Maybe within the next 6 weeks I'll get the next one out, if I can get the songs together. And that's what it all comes down to, whether I feel like the songs that I'm playing are up to the standard of what I think are good songs. And I just don't want to start playing any old stuff to you just for the sake of filling up an hour or so. If you've got any suggestions, if you know any bands that you would like to be heard on the show, send me an email, gaz@bigapplebrits.com. Remember to keep your ear out for the Bab Week. Not only is there a live music night, there are many other events that's going to be happening in and around that week in June. It's going to be amazing. We've got the World Cup coming up. I can't believe it's World Cup year. Next time the World Cup's on, I'm going to be in my 30s, and I can't believe that. But not this time, not this year. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to the USA and the England game and everything else that comes with it. England, any chance? Who knows? I would like to say so. All I know is that we are representing the home nations. That's all I say. So yeah, keep your ears out about any events coming up with the Big Apple Brits team. Thank you again to Louise and Derek for giving me the opportunity, a little platform for me to warble on and play some tunes. And hope to see everybody in the future. I'm going to close off the show with that band, Vienna Ditto. One to look out for, as I say. Remember, myspace.com, Vienna Ditto. This song is called The Gift. Once again, thank you very much. I will see you and hear you and speak to you on the next one. This is Gaz Ellis. Have a good one.
I try to be homely. I tried to be perfect.